first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Margie Kern Marshall's reminiscing is like a surreal ride on a carousel.
I remember the old Pacific Garden Mall, a kaleidoscopic wonder, winding paths with planter boxes and drinking fountains that worked, Don McLaughlin playing jazz at the Cooper House, Ginger Johnson tap dancing in rainbow colors, the clown putting coins in expired meters, the slow walker Pink Umbrella Man, the flying Karamazov brothers juggling chairs, Tom Noddy blowing geometric bubbles, Tom Scrivener playing the saw, Jerry Garcia strolling along with a coffee, the great Morgani playing the accordion atop a box, the poet writing poems on demand, didgeridoo players, Peruvian panpipers, fire dancers, Sister Monica singing at Kumba's Jazz Club, the potato cafe that served baked potatoes with a full bar of toppings, the cereal cafe with dispensers to fill your bowl and a discount for those who came in PJs, head shops, raging grannies singing protest songs, fortune tellers, marimba bands, mariachis, Hell's Angels revving their cycles, the balloon man making any animal on request, 5-minute massages for a donation, silent mime statues, trained dogs in sunglasses, a line of topless mothers nursing babies to protest the ban, and the naked guy streaking down the street.
And let's not forget the locals in their t-shirts with the words, "Keep Santa Cruz Weird." I guess we don't have to worry about that. Margie is a retired educator and a longtime local. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.